Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Right now, talking all things Nashville Predators. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach John Hines. John, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Doing really well. How about you guys?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. I know it was a late night for you guys last night as well. John, what stands out to you about your team in the last two games against Columbus? What do you take away from that two-game set?
Well, I think we've got to be a notch better. You know, I thought we did some good things in the game, but I'd probably say for the full 60 on both nights we weren't at the level, you know, we need to be this time of year to be able to win. So I think that, you know, as a team, as individuals, I think we got to get to another level here over the week.
So, John, do you think that was anything to do with, you know, having the huge emotional win right before the series? Anything? I mean, I know you know, you got to take everybody serious in this league, but obviously Columbus has had a tough year. I mean, what kind of things would you point to as you're trying to assess why it wasn't quite where you wanted it to be?
Well, I think, you know, you can't be a reactionary team. You know, I think if we're going to win and get in playoffs and do something in the playoffs, you know, you have to be a team, no matter who you play, that you're going to come out and dictate how you want to play and how the game is going to be played and the intensity level that the game is going to be played at. And you know, I thought that we were a little bit reactionary the last two games, kind of went out, saw how it was going to go. And, you know, for us to be successful, you have to be a team that comes out and is going to dictate the terms in which the game is going to be played on. I didn't think we did that enough in the last two games.
John, what's the challenge like as a coach this time of year? I mean, you've got the last week of the regular season here, and you've gotten some guys coming back in the lineup. Fabbro and Sissons coming back in yesterday. That's been the case over the last couple of weeks as well, with Forsberg coming back in. What's the challenge like for you and your staff putting a lineup together when people are getting healthier and you've got guys, you know, all throughout the lineup that have bought in at this point, trying to determine your lineup on a nightly basis at this point?
Yeah, you know, it is challenging, but it is a good problem to have. It could, because it means you got a lot of players that are playing pretty well, and you have guys that are coming back in. So I think the biggest challenge is, you know, when the players have come back in, sometimes it's been because of injury. We have had to healthy scratch some players to give guys some opportunities to be able to play. I think the challenge now comes down to, you know, probably to this weekend, and then if we wind up getting in, going into the playoffs, is you're going to have to make decisions now as your team gets more and more healthy, that, you know, who are the players that are going to play. And some guys have come in off of injury and played very well. Some guys have come in off of injury and been average. So now you're going to have those decisions where, you know, who are you going to play when all the players come back? Who are the guys that are going to play? And it's got to be based on performance.
How did you feel Fabbro did? And how important is it to get him back, John? And how do you view, you know, in particular, your defense core and the juggling there?
I thought Dante played pretty well last night. You know, I thought he was off for a while, so there was a little bit of rust in his game. But I thought coming in after that long of a break, he came in and played pretty well. You know, I think in the D, we're going to have some hard decisions in that third pair right now, in our opinion. I think you have Gabranson, Harper, Fabbro, and Benning. You know, I think that Gabranson and Benning played pretty well, but we felt like we didn't want Harper sitting too long. He's been a big part of this process here with us, and then obviously Dante coming back in and playing. So there's going to be a little bit of a, you know, some tough decisions coming up with the decor on who's going to play. But, you know, whoever we decide, they're going to have to be the guys that get it done for us.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And John, Tanner Janot finds his way on the board again last night. And it's been pretty incredible to watch, not only, you know, the way he's played since he's gotten here with you guys, but also the journey that it's been for him to get here in the first place. I mean, he's taken more of an unconventional route to get to the NHL. What stands out to you about Tanner Janot and the way that he's plays and what he's brought to your group in terms of the intangibles on the ice, but also the production as well?
Yeah, he's, you know, as you said, I think the story of him getting to the NHL is pretty, you know, pretty exceptional. But the fact that he's here now, you know, I think you see in his play. I mean, he's just he's got a ton of character as a person. He's taken the hard way to get to the NHL. You know, I think he's mastered every level he's been at, and he's faced a lot of adversity along the way. And I think now you're seeing a player here in the NHL that he takes nothing for granted. He's got a great work ethic. He's really rounded out his game in the process to get here, and he's NHL ready. He's physically ready. He's mentally ready. He's got a ton of substance to his game. He's a great competitor, and you know, he's one of these guys that, you know, sometimes it's not how fast you get here, but when you get here, you want to be able to stay. And the way that he's playing and performing, looks like he's been a big impact on our team. You know, it's really funny too, because you had that line was doing really well, and then Matty Olivier gets hurt, and Tanner goes right in, and they don't miss a beat. So that's a good thing. He's been a big factor on our team. He's helped one of our most dominant lines continue to be dominant, and that's a great sign for him and for the team.
Talking to Predators head coach John Hines. John, Elli Tolvanen has come back, has not had a ton of opportunities 5-on-5. What are you seeing from him? And then we did notice that, you know, Matt Duchene missed some time. Is there a concern health-wise with him right now?
No, you know, I think with Elli, he's, you know, with Tolvanen, there's got to be a little bit more there, 5-on-5. You know, I don't think he's at the level right now that he was prior to his injury. So we're trying to work with him through that here to get the 5-on-5 and get the impact that he had, not just scoring, but he was, you know, he's playing faster. I think he was impacting the game along with his production, but he was a real hard player to play against. But he's just a little off that level, so hopefully we can help him get back to that level here over the weekend. And, you know, with that, no, it was just, you know, kind of the way the game went in the third period. It just changed a couple lines, got a couple guys different shifts, and that's how it went last night.
John, as you look at the situation now, you got Carolina coming up this weekend. Obviously, Dallas taking on Tampa Bay on Friday night. As a coach, knowing that, you know, if Tampa wins in regulation, you're in, do you watch the Dallas game? Do you pay much attention to it as a coach, or are you more focused on just kind of getting your guys prepared and doing what you've got to do from that standpoint?
I think the most important thing for all of us, you know, the players and coaches is to not be scoreboard watching. I think it's important that, you know, we have to get ready for the biggest game of the year. And, you know, we don't want to be sitting here counting on Dallas to lose. I think we got to understand that we didn't take care of business against Columbus. We got a day off here. We got to come back to the rink tomorrow, focused on getting better, focused on Carolina, and making sure that, you know, we're ready to play our best game of the year on Saturday. And, you know, if we do that, then our destiny is going to be in our own hands. But I think once you go down that other road, you know, your focus isn't where it needs to be, and our focus needs to be on our game and on Carolina.
And, John, this is a question that's also probably not directly in what you're focusing on, but we have talked a lot about, you know, Pecorine, certainly different scenarios that could take place this weekend. But beyond that, just obviously a guy we haven't seen a lot from. We're not around you guys like in a normal year. From your perspective, you know, what have you seen from him? And I guess, you know, how do you feel like this has gone for him as his, you know, his role has changed?
Well, you know, he's been an unbelievable teammate, and I think it's been, as you said, I think the role has changed, but Pex has been, as you would expect, he's been a true professional. Comes in every day, he has a good attitude. He works extremely hard. Great teammate. He's in great support of Juice. Now, obviously, as the competitor that he is, you know, he wants to play and wants to get in, and you know, we would like to be able to do that. I think some of the circumstances, just with how, you know, Saros has played and how the schedule has set up, it's been difficult to do that. But, you know, when we need him, and we will need him, he'll be ready to go. But I think, you know, as you would expect, your probably outside thoughts on who Pekka-Rinne is, how is he handling it, what is he doing, true pro, unbelievable teammate, great predator, and when called upon, he's gonna be ready.
John, last thing for you here, as you look ahead to this weekend coming up against Carolina, obviously both games at home Saturday and Monday, do you think there's a chance that Arvidsson could be available for you at any point to close out the regular season here?
There would be a possibility. I'll know more tomorrow, but all signs are pointing that he is moving in the right direction, and there is a possibility he could be available, yes.
Predators head coach John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. John, great stuff. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning after a late night last night, and good luck this weekend against Carolina.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Have a great day.
Appreciate you joining us. John Hines, Predators head coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Lots of interesting things there in that interview from John Hines. We'll react to some of those coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.